Hi Alan, my name is James O'Brien. I am Secretary of Midtown Malbec Community Enhancement Group, and on this particular project I'm project lead.
James, can you explain to us what's happening with, is it the main street in Midtown Malbec?
It is, I suppose. It's the entire architectural conservation area. That's where our project is based. The town itself, we felt, needed a big lift, needed to brighten up in colour, and we thought, this would be ideal. Given the grant funding that we received, to be an ideal project and an ideal way to get that and transfer it onto the landscape.
So can you tell us how this funding came about, how long ago, and when the wheels started in motion?
Yeah, so it was obviously the Town and Village Renewal Scheme. It was a third round application and accelerated measure. Our group felt that, we could have a shot. We had the capability and the skill set to disperse the funding and to carry out a project like this. So we were eager to do a bit and do a bit for the town. And that's basically how the funding came about. We decided then, obviously, the funding itself was, I suppose, specifically for painting and also street furniture. We were kind of limited in what we could do as regards street furniture and space. Most of the usable space was taken up, so we thought that, that painting would be somewhere to concentrate on, and definitely, we had a sizable project that we could achieve results with.
I would imagine there was near universal approval from the committee to go ahead with this venture and try and brighten up the centre of the town?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I mean, we felt the town needed it. There were quite a few buildings within the small conservation area that did need quite a bit of attention. And it was universal, as you say. It was a no-brainer, really, to go for it.
When did the work start? How long has it been going on to this point?
One cold, bright December afternoon, we took a walk in the town. We surveyed the entire area within the town, the core of the town itself, and we identified properties that needed a good lift, good painting. We carried out that survey, as I say, and we assessed all those properties then on that basis and drew up a shortlist. On that basis then we carried out, I suppose, a homeowner consultation. Then there was quite a bit of work involved in it, logistics, identifying the properties, identifying the owners, and in contacting them to see would they be interested in partaking. And luckily enough, we received a hugely positive response from the homeowners. They've been brilliant, actually, this project, obviously, without their positive feedback, couldn't have taken place.
So in terms of places that are being done up, is it just homes? Is it a mixture of homes and businesses?
It is a mixture of homes and businesses, and I suppose, be it home or busy the business, if the building needed attention, we wanted to give it that attention. Those properties, I suppose, as I say, there was also key properties for us within the town that always stood out. And in times in past, if you look at photographs maybe going back a century ago, certain buildings always stand out, and those strategic buildings, we wanted to give them a good facelift, because they're very prominent, in fairness, and they have quite beautiful detailing on them. We have a very small but dedicated, committed team, and there's six of us on our committee. Each one of us is involved in this project. After that, then, look, we have contractors, all local contractors. I suppose that was one of the key objectives of the project, was to keep the funding local if possible, and source the materials locally as well. So, luckily enough, we've four very good, competent contractors in town here who've partaken in the project and carry out the work. And then also Burke's Hardware, big mention for those as well. They've been brilliant facilitating us, and make sure all the materials are there and ready to go.
So at what stage is the work at now? What is the point at which it's finished?
We had two murals, and the second one is almost complete, and the project, the painting itself, is probably about 80% complete, 80-85% complete. We're nearing completion now with that, so it's nearly there, thank God, almost over the line.
I'm Fiona White, member of the committee.
Just been talking there about the work that's going on, and it's such a positive knock-on effect for Midtown Malbec.
Hugely positive for Midtown Malbec, I think. It gives a lift to the town, which is what we wanted to do. Town enhancement was our focus, and we did that by painting the buildings, but also the murals, four murals, actually. We have two of them almost completed, a third one in progress, and we will have a fourth one. So they're in focal points coming in or exiting the town and within the town centre itself. One of the big murals there at the corner of Canada Cross is very significant, because it depicts a historical event in Midtown Malbec, the Three Brave Blacksmiths, a Midtown song, and significantly enough, the location is just across the road from one of the forges, the three men, Maguire, Maloney and Heaney, the three blacksmiths at the time, mentioned in the song, and the forge still stands to this day. The other mural on the Innis Diamond Road is I suppose, recognising two traditional Irish music artists from Milltown Malbay, two well-known men who have since passed away, and they were well-renowned for passing the tradition of Irish music down the generations. They encouraged and they nurtured young musicians like Therese McInerney, Idel Fox, Mairead Callinan, and it was only fitting to acknowledge them, and we thought by doing it on a mural, it would, I suppose, welcome people into the town and show how welcoming the people of the town are. We have a third mural out the Spanish Point Road, and we have a fourth one, which is going to be a surprise, but probably along the same theme as the musical theme that the others are.
I'm Lorna Cahill, also a member of the committee.
Lorna, the murals, your own thought on them?
I think they're absolutely amazing, and although we as a committee, we were the ones really instrumental in choosing the themes, we did want some community involvement as well. We contacted St. Joseph's Secondary School up at Spanish Point, and the first and second years were only delighted. They have been given a free hand, complete artistic licensing to create something beautiful up on the Flag Road. It's two old garages, so they have been base painted and they've only started it today. So we just felt it was important for the local children to be involved, and for it to be a community effort. The feedback overall on the murals which are completed or almost completed and on the involvement has been tremendously positive, especially with the involvement, because the kids out at the secondary school, they've already done a lot of murals within the school, and the school is looking spectacular, and it's all around inclusion and community and supporting, which is very relevant at this time when we're just coming out of the lockdown, etc. So we're delighted to have the kids on board.
It's great they're involved, and as you say, a community effort is essential to something like this, and it's important that it gets buy-in from everyone, that they're all helping to improve their own area and locality.
Oh, very much so. We've had nothing but positive feedback in terms of people feel. One comment actually on Facebook last night made me smile. Somebody, a local woman, Beattie, was saying that as she hangs out her clothes each day, her back is overlooking the latest mural here, and she's saying she's watching the progress throughout the day to see it and to watch it, and it just brings a smile to her face. Everybody, that is the feedback on the murals, but also on the paint. We had contacted all of the homeowners and they were incredibly supportive. They wanted us to choose the colours, the majority did, and it gave us a free hand to do so. We said that we wanted to use very bright, vibrant colours. A couple of committee members have kind of accused us of prettying up the town in pink, and that there is a lot of pink, but it is lovely. It's very bright. We've gone from a lot of beiges and old greens, olive greens, which were lovely. Some of the colours we changed because we just wanted, again, that lift. Something really, really uplifting.
No matter where I stray, my heart lies in Milltown, Malbay.
Mickey Wilson, representing Freed's Pub Square, Milltown, Malbay. Firstly, I'd like to compliment this committee for what they've done. I'm one of the oldest that's here speaking to you on Clare FM.
Oldest and wisest.
And, well, I wouldn't say the wisest, but they have to be complimented, because the town had been run down. There was a lot of derelict with some buildings, and the painting has given it a big, big lift. And Milltown Malbay, I have travelled a lot, worked in Dublin, and when I mention Milltown Malbay, it's well known, as you can appreciate, Alan, for the trad music, traditional music. And we believe, and I believe, it's the mecca of the traditional music in the whole of Ireland, if not in the world. And I'll take this opportunity again to wish you well in Clare FM, Alan. And Clare FM have been a great foundation for us back in the West. You know, when we want to say something, we get the voice in Clare, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate you coming out here today and giving us our voice from Milltown Malbay.
I'm Raymond Flynn, I'm a member of the committee and owner of Players Club Milltown Malbay. Yeah, everything went really well. Everyone we approached for the painting and everything was really helpful, and glad to get the job done and everything, so everyone was really happy. It's really lifted the tone visually, and it's just things are kind of looking a bit optimistic going forward.
I mean, it's great that homeowners and business owners wanted to get involved, but derelict buildings in particular, and there's a lot of towns and villages in Ireland where they're, you know, businesses are shutting down left, right and centre even before the pandemic, and they could do it a bit of brightening up because it has a detrimental visual and knock-on effect for the rest of these towns.
Yeah, of course. That was it. We just wanted to tidy the town up and give it a more visual appeal for visitors coming into the town. A lot of the buildings we've done have been left vacant and unpainted for years and years, so I think it's given the place a huge lift.
What kind of reaction are you hearing anecdotally, both from local? We've heard locals and also visitors to Milltown Malbay are very happy with it. Is that what you're hearing when you're talking to people about it?
Yeah, hugely positive results. Everyone seems to be delighted with the changes, local and everyone on social media and everything has had we've had huge reactions to the pictures and things we've been putting up. So everything is hugely positive, really.
Sean Kelly, a member of the committee, and I have Sean's bookshop here in Milltown Malbay.
What are your own thoughts on the murals and the general brightening up of the Milltown Malbay?
Oh, I think it's just fabulous. It's really brightened up the town. Anybody that visits the town now are slowing down, and they're very vibrant colours, and the older buildings that needed the work, they just look great. Yeah, definitely.
Was your own business one of the ones that benefited from the lick of paint? Or
no, I didn't. I didn't benefit from a lick of paint, but I actually painted my building. Well, my landlord and myself painted the building last year, so we were a bit late for that. But a lot of other people now, as a consequence of the initiative, are starting to paint their own buildings as well. So they're getting on board as well. So there's a goodwill, kind of a snowball effect has become realised as a consequence of all the painting and decorating. Yeah.
And I mean, yourself and other business owners will benefit from this. Hopefully the brightening up of Milltown Malbay will attract more people in, be they locals. When, you know, the shops are now reopened a few weeks, people are, you know, Taoiseach does urging us all to spend more money, get the economy going, and hopefully you'll see the benefits of that if people are enticed to come into Milltown Malbay because of the colour.
Very much so. Well, like here in Milltown, we're so close. We have the White Strand, we have Spanish Point Beach, and we have Quilty and Seafield beaches there, and there are throngs of people that are coming down already. And Milltown has all the facilities here, and with this painting and decorating has even given it more life. Yeah.
I'm Mary Fox and I'm from Unshupa Bioki on the main street.
Mary, what do you make of all this painting and decorating that's been going on to brighten up Milltown Malbay?
Well, it has created a lovely vibe. There's a lovely general newness to the whole place, and it creates a lot of interest because a lot of us have changed our colours, and it looks very dynamic and very inviting and very interesting.
The choice of murals, the fact that it's historical and it has that connection to the town, is that they're appropriate choices?
They're very appropriate. The musical one, of course, will be known as music, the Tread Capital, so there's no more about that. And the one here with the blacksmith is very appropriate on that corner in particular. And going back to the historical aspect to that, the three blacksmiths, which it is based on, the assassinations going back in the 1920s. So yeah, we're very delighted, and people have been amazed at it, and the creativity has really jogged people's, you know, memories. And
so you're hearing anecdotally people are saying to Jess, it's looking well, the town is looking well.
Yes, indeed, people are very impressed, and they're saying thanks be to God Milltown Malbay is alive and kicking and open for business. And yeah, people are very impressed, and we have a lot of visitors actually around at the moment, which is great.
I can run away to God to the big city lights, but I can't wait to come back to your dark, silent nights.